Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today are Suzanne Wentley with the Children's Services Council of Martin County and Ashley Mock with the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. Both councils will be hosting Lights On, a celebration of the after-school programs they offer. It will take place on Saturday, October 6th from 10 a.m. till noon at the Treasure Coast Square Mall. It will be an opportunity for families to learn about the many after-school programs offered by the councils. Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
I'm trying to remember back to my childhood many, many, many years ago, and I don't remember many after-school programs. How, Ashley, let's start with you. How have the programs expanded over the years?
Well, I would say there's been a lot of expansion, especially in St. Lucie County. Even going back 10 years, there was a large string of youth violence, a lot of things that they noticed that were happening between the hours of 2 and 7. If you think about it, the high schools here let out about 2 o'clock. Parents don't typically get home till 6 or 7 from their jobs. So there's a lot of idle time for kids. And what they found was that if those kids were participating in after-school activities, they were less likely to break into homes, get into some kind of trouble. So there was kind of a big push for the importance of after-school programs at that time. There's a lot of programs here in St. Lucie County that people are familiar with. Boys and Girls Club, that's kind of the biggest one, the one that everyone always recognizes. But we also have a lot of smaller groups, some that focus on music, the Avenue D Boys Choir, which I'm sure a lot of our residents are familiar with, and then even smaller ones. The Future Generations Music Enhancement Program, which teaches kids how to play musical instruments. There's about 40 kids in that program, not as big as a Boys and Girls Club, but providing just as great of a service to the kids who are involved.
And Suzanne, down in Martin County, same thing, lots of different programs for different interests?
We do. In Martin County, the council funds a variety of programs located in almost every neighborhood. What we wanted to do was not have transportation be an issue for parents. So almost every neighborhood has an after-school program, be it run by the Boys and Girls Club or Martin County Parks and Rec, the YMCA, Big Brothers Big Sisters, even the ARC of Martin County has an after-school program for developmentally delayed children. So there are many opportunities for children to have fun and continue to learn after school. The one thing, you know, Ashley talked about as far as the violence that kids can get into, but there's the other side of the coin is that kids can also be victims of violence. So there's a child safety issue that goes on after school. There's also, you know, after school programs helps kids graduate high school. So this is going to help them with their education. This helps them become well-rounded individuals and, you know, future productive taxpayers of our community.
I'm speaking today with Suzanne Wentley with the Children's Services Council of Martin County and Ashley Mock with the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. So you guys are getting together for one big event on Saturday, October 6th. What's going to be going on?
It's going to be a lot of fun. So this is at the mall. We're getting all of the agencies that we fund in Martin and St. Lucie counties for really a big celebration. And it's going to be an information-packed event. We're going to be outside Old Navy. We're going to have a talent show. We're going to have a poster contest. We're going to have giveaways for the first 200 families to come. We're going to have information tables where they're going to learn about all the resources that are available in Martin and St. Lucie counties. We're also even going to be giving away awards to volunteers who are making a difference in our communities.
And this is free, of course. Anyone can just show up and get information about all the programs.
Absolutely.
I've been speaking with Suzanne Wentley with the Children's Services Council of Martin County and Ashley Mock with the Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. Lights On, a celebration of their after-school programs, will take place on Saturday, October 6th from 10 a.m. until noon at the Treasure Coast Square Mall. We'll have links to both of their websites on our website. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.
If you're involved in an area not-for-profit and you'd like to be featured on Treasure Coast Happenings, get in touch with me via our website, wqcs.org. Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.